It's mine. You can't have it. That's the title. It's mine. You can't have it. Have you ever seen little child, like a two-year-old, and you give him a piece of cake? You give him the piece of cake, and you say, give me. No. It's mine. Because they know how to claim their territory. And that is where I want to, that's from where I want to talk today. You see, Pastor said something now. He said, Jabez. And he said, he first received it, and now he was giving it. He was able to give it. But when he said it, I received it too. But if you know, if we understand that God is almighty, that can do all things, he's not a man to lie, he's not a son of man to repent. When he say he will do, and when he promise, he's sure to make it happen. If we know that, that he will be with us, even if we pass through the water, it won't drown us. If we pass through the fire, if he said that and you believe and you receive it and you say, yes, this is for me, and the moment you step out and things start to wobble and you're quick to forget. And we had a whole nation, we normally have Monday's Bible study, we call it Ablaze, 7 to 9:30 every Monday. And the members start to ask, how come Israelites were so rebellious? How come they are quick to forget? How come they are quick to forget God's covenant and go back to sin? And I said, well, welcome to my world, because we are able to see the story of Israelites and we can see how they fumbled, but Jesus was not living in them that time. So we are even more positioned to follow, but we fumble more than them. I'm taking this out from the book of Numbers, verses 1 and 2. Oh, chapter 13. Numbers 13, 1 and 2. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, everyone a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the command of the Lord, all of them men who were heads of the children of Israel. Did he say, I'm giving them the land? Did they see the water parted in two? Did they laugh when the enemy got destroyed in the sea? And Moses hit the rock and water came? The signs and wonder continue to happen day by day by day. You see, signs and wonder are from believers. If that is so, they must have been positioned to believe 100 times through God's miracle all over their life, to the point that they should even not doubt for a minute. He said, go. But they went. The long story was that they got there and they got threatened by what they saw. The song says, I have the victor that lives in me. I am not moved by what I feel or see, because feeling will deceive you. There are three things that speaks to man anytime. Your flesh speaks to you, your mind speaks to you, and the spirit speaks to you. The voice of the flesh, is feeling. The voice of the mind is reason, and the voice of the spirit is conscience. All but the conscience speaks something that will derail, make you stumble, make you forget quickly. How quick it is for us to forget. The moment you turn your back from the source of the power, you forget. How quickly that man forget what the Lord already ordained and promised. He said, he's a man that wouldn't lie, and a son of man that would not repent. If he promised, he would do it. When he said he would do it, when he promised, he would make it happen. So how do we quickly forget? I'm here to remind us today that there is hope. If the Lord already told you, he's going to do it. For truly it's not a man, not the son of man. Now, God is faithful. God who will always do just what he says. When God has spoken to us and promised us great things through his glory, we get excited and we feel victorious, and suddenly we become more than conquerors. I ready to take it. He said, the God on the mountain is the same God in the valley. And we praise him when the sun is shining, and we cry during the dark moments. Is it the same God? He never changed. He set you off for a moment and the enemy plunged you, and the Lord is saying, okay, where he is, I'm going to use this experience that the enemy meant to be negative, destructive. I will use this very experience to become a trampoline that will catapult him to heights. No, you can throw it at me, enemy, but as much as you throw, that thing that you think should sink me is the very thing that will shoot me up in the name of Jesus Christ. Hang on. That business that is going sour, everything is working together for my good. It's coming. It's coming back. Look at the young man that gave testimony of 10 years and still waiting. We're celebrating with him. But let me tell you one thing. If you have to wait for 10 years to gain admission, when you should have finished your PhD at that time, you know, he lost time already. Because he waited on the Lord. He never relent. He didn't falter. He kept going. Knocked down, he got up. Kicked down, he got up. You see, the Lord will cause him to regain time. I decree into the life of that young man that the Lord will give him speed like he has never seen before. In the name of Jesus Christ. I rejoiced with him. But it caused me to think a little bit. You wait 10 years and you never relent. He continued to go. He made like 7 attempts at jam. 8 attempts. Well, that is why 8 is new beginning. So it's new thing for him right from now. In the name of Jesus. But however, when the promise doesn't come to pass right away, when we don't see the miraculous end from our tragic beginning, when the road becomes rocky and the path becomes crooked, we lose sight of his promise that God has already declared as ours. It happened to Abraham. It's not whether of faith or not. It just depends on how you see things. Abraham, the father of faith, said, you know, God, at this point, you can let this pass to Eliezer. He said, no. Okay. Make Ishmael the one. Just for right now, it's not going to happen no more. It's not happening. It's past all biological reasoning. 98 year old, where? But when the Lord promised, he alone is God. And when he says it concerning you, it's already marked for you. It's just a tickling time. It's waiting to manifest. And when things are not looking the way it's supposed to look, don't forget, it's working together. Let somebody praise the Lord there. We slip into despair, we worry, we fret, we forget that our all-powerful God is in control and that through him we can do all things. It's a popular thing. I can do all things through Christ who's. We let our destiny slip away, sometimes into the hand of someone else, or sometimes just beyond our reach, causing us to embark on a wilderness journey. That sends us around and around and around until finally at a place that was not too far from where we started. How many of you started with very strong enthusiasm, and by the time you launch in and you get to the middle of the storm, the sea, and storm hits, and your boat started to sink? Let me tell you, what if it capsized? That, I would say, is a mistake, right? But let me tell you about your mistake. Your mistake is meant to prepare you for a greater storm. I won't let it go. If the Lord has given it to me, it is mine. Tribulation won't take it away from me. Persecution won't take it away from me. Shame won't take it away from me. I shall arise. Fear, don't laugh at me as to scorn when I fall, my enemy. Rejoice not over me. The me that you see falling is the same me you will see rise. In the name of Jesus Christ. We can see the need for this mentality in the lives of the children of Israel. On account of the covenant God made with Abraham, these people were blessed from the very beginning. Why are you then behaving like one that's cursed? Even when an ordained man with anointing to predict and see it happen, Balaam, he couldn't curse. He couldn't curse. Open his mouth, blessing. That which the Lord has deposited in you, man can't take it away. Man cannot curse it. It's already yours, and you don't let man take it from you. You know how he was able to deal with the Israelites? After he prophesied so many times, he was blessing them. And I said, now let them with their own hand destroy themselves. Let them go into all this lottery and all that. But you see, your hand will not cause you to stumble. Because the Lord already packaged you for success. I want you to understand this. I double dare you now to go back and start your dream again. Go back and dream again. It is not over yet. It is just your mentality. It is just your flesh that is talking to you. Hear the spirit voice. Hear the word of conscience. It is not over unless God says it's over. You know when it's over? When you are over. As long as you are alive, it's not over yet. Go start to dream. Go start to dream. I challenge you today. If you will dare. Pastor was speaking at the event. Myself and Pastor Femi went with him. And he said that, what if I have failed over and over? And the guy said, what about fear factor? And he said, fear is just a mindset. He knocked that out like, and you know what it would do? When you fail, and you want to attempt, you fail again. And the third time you fail, stumble again. Like the brother seven times. And that is enough to demoralize man, okay? But he summoned courage again. He said, when failure becomes the normal thing for you, your pattern, now turn over to God. You see, your destiny starts with your thought. He said, be careful of what you think. What you think can become your word. Your word can become your habit. Your habit can... Now, go back and stop looking at the problem. Stop looking at the years of failure. I've done all I was able to do. Now turn back to God and renew strength. You know how the ego used to do? The ego will go all the way to the very top of the rock. And the ego, when the ego cannot see, is ready to die because his sustenance is based on his ability to see. And when he see a little prey from thousands of miles away, he's coming down and he's writing. I'm not a biologist, I don't know much about it, but something keeps to readjust to bring sharp focus as it's losing speed, ground. So as it's coming down, the eye is readjusting to sharp image on the floor, on the ground, what it's able to pick. And when the eyes go dim, the ego is over. Ego is one of the birds that live longest. They can live as long as 100 years. And it will go to the mountain, to the very top, and the ego will face the ray of light, and the ray of light does something to the eye of the ego. It starts to bring corrective measure back, and the feathers start to grow back again until the time that it's becoming windy, it's flap its own wings and soar into the wind. That is what you do. Go and look unto Jesus. Turn your focus unto God, because he is your son that will impart strength and life into you. I say, it is not over. It is not over. It's not the end. You are going to catch up with lost time. It does not matter. It's not over. Everything is working together for my good, because I have a victor that lives in me. I'm not moved by what I feel or see. You know, your feeling will deceive you. Your sight will deceive you. How be that when they were able to see, Hagar was what can see, but she just didn't see the well. That which will cause her transformation, she did not see. That which will give peace to the servant of the prophet, he did not see. But he was able to see the enemy. You see, what are you looking at? Your fear or your destiny? As from today, you will focus on your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's my season. I've toiled for long. I've wandered in the wilderness. I'm stepping into my promised land. No devil is devil on earth to take it from me. It's mine. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Let me tell you the one that is even, this is where I'm really going. You know what Jephthah, when they called Jephthah from the wilderness where he gathered worthless men to himself and he started to rule over them and he started to conquer and started to build strength. And those people that banished him, they went to him and said, come be our leader. For everyone that's been thrown away, you are always the underdog. What you said never matters. They don't want to see you, talk less of hear you. Your season to shine is coming. And you look at yourself and you think that I've nothing left for me. You know, they banish Jephthah because they say he's the son of another woman. You have no inheritance here. Kicked him out. You see, I believe rejection can be Jesus. It's Jesus' second name. And when you relate with Jesus, if you never suffer rejection, you can never enjoy the joy of coming back up. You may not. Because it is not the rejection that matters, it is the way you handle it. They sold Joseph for God's sake. His siblings sold him out for money to a point of no return. I went to Badagry the other day, way back when I used to come for like 3 months and go back. And they took us to the prison in Badagry and we saw the point of no return where when the slaves got shipped out, never would they ever step back on their motherland. So that was the case of Joseph. But he was not captured. He was sold, not by some enemies, by his siblings. It is not the rejection that comes to you that is the trouble. It is the way you handle it. It is the way you handle it. You see, unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh my God, I trust in you. Father, cause me to continue to hear you, even in the most terrible situation I might ever be. So don't hold down on anybody. I am telling you now, because the Lord will break through for you. He will take you from a place of nowhere, and he will establish you. You will become a hero from zero. Now, Jephthah really understood who God was. You know, the moment he came straight away, he said, if you will let me, then I will lead you. And he started to send people to the kings and say, I'm here. Why are you tormenting us? Why are you doing this? And they started to put, yeah, the land that was given to you, return it to us. And that is the centerpiece. This is what he said. Judges 11:24. And this is what Jephthah said to them. Will you not possess whatever Chemosh, your God, gives you? Chemosh, that's the idol, whatever stone or whatever kind of gods that they serve. If that God gives you something, won't you possess it? All right. That was a question. And he said, so whatever the Lord our God takes possession of before us, we will possess. I'm telling you, he's saying to them that it is mine and you cannot take it away. What is yours? What did the Lord tell you before in your vision, in your dream, with your eyes wide open and you saw some things that are not of here and you claim it and then you start to move into it and something happened and before you know it, you think you made the wrong step? It's your wrong step. It's your mistake. It's not supposed to sink you. It's for you to get up. It's a little bump along the road. All it can do is slow you down for a minute and you pick your speed again. So don't give up. You hear me? Don't give up on that dream. Don't give up. Let the zeal come back again. Let the passion come back again. You see, you need to be like a little child. If you call a two-year-old and you just wave a piece of cake, and he or she is coming and fall, is he going to stand, say, and call? No. he get up and start to continue to run because the focus is on the cake. And if he stumble, he stumble back again and he's pursuing. Why will you stumble and sit? God is still holding your cake. He's still holding your cake. It's yours. He already willed it to you. He said, come take it. Even he can take a step nearer to you so that you won't be tired to get it. But when you sit and you say, no, I don't want it, that's it. Because you fall? No. That is strength. Don't you see rams when they knock horns? Go, sir, right? And they retrieve. They're not running away. They're charging up and coming back again. Don't give up. I come against every fear now that's been holding you down from moving to your next dimension. I decree in the name of Jesus that fear will no longer have power over you. I decree over you that you will walk, you will run, you will shout. The strength of God will overwhelm you and you will walk in your high places. He will make your feet as hinds' feet to walk in your high places. I decree that the power of the Holy Spirit will walk in you from now on and you will continuously shine. You are made for a time like this to show the world that God be for me, who can be against me? I decree success. I decree victory. I decree champion into your life right now in the name of Jesus. The sun will not smite you by day. The moon will not smite you by night. The Lord will walk with you. He will walk with you like a mighty, terrible one.